Hilchos Melicha, Shir 6, Siman Samach Tes, Sif Yud. This Sif will discuss when we can believe a non-Jew that he washed off the meat after salting it, before cooking it. So this is based on the Rishonim. We saw in the Shir that is a three-way machlokes. In the Rishonim, exactly when we can rely on the fact that the non-Jew washed off the meat. The first opinion is the opinion of the Smak. The Smak says that there's two possible ways that we can presume that the non-Jew washed the meat. Either he tells us misiach lefi tumo, not directly, that he washed the meat. We'll see exactly how it later on. Or there is a yotzi v'nichnas. There is someone going in and out of the kitchen when the Gentile is doing the preparation for the meal, and since the servant knows what he's supposed to do, he'll be afraid to do otherwise. So that's the smak. The smag holds that only by Yitzhak and Nechnas is he believed, but Messiah Lefitumo would not help. And the Riva holds that in neither case, neither Yitzhak and Nechnas nor Messiah Lefitumo can we rely on the fact that the non-Jew washed the meat off. So let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Goy Meshamesh Bebeis Yisrael, a Gentile that is a servant in the home of a Jew, V'nasan HaBasar B'gdeira, and he put meat in the pot, cooking on the stove, V'ene Yodea Im Hindichoy, and we don't know if he washed off the meat after it was salted, Im Yodea HaGoy Minig Yisrael, if the Gentile knows the Minig Yisrael, the way that the Jews salt meat, that it has to be washed afterwards. Seimchen al dvarav, we rely on his words. Im hayesham Yisrael yetsi v'nichnas. If there is a Yisrael going in and out, ayshum cotton ben das, or a cotton under the age of 13 that has das is also sufficient if he's going in and out. So we'll see that the Mechaber has a sort of combination here. He says, Seimchen al dvarav, we rely on his words, Im hayesham Yisrael yetsi v'nichnas. If there is a Yisrael going in and out of the kitchen. So we'll see in the Shach shortly what this means. But first let's see the Taz. Starting, Bahago or Bachar Menai Osagi. So the Taz brings the smak. Bezele Shein smak. Im yesh goy, Meshamash Bebeis Yisrael. If there is a Gentile servant in the home of a Jew, V'samoy habasar b'gdeira, and he placed the meat in a pot, v'liyadinan im hidichu oiloi, and we do not know if he washed off the meat or not. Ne'emanim b'mesiach lefitumoi, the Gentile is believed, if he says it, mesiach lefitumoi, not directly, that he washed the meat, he is believed. V'kol shekhen im yodim b'tiv yehudim, and certainly if he knows what's supposed to be done, he is believed. V'im yesh shom nare nara, but this vav over here implies that it's a new case. If there is a child, nara for a male child, nara female child, yoidim b'tiv hadocha, that know that meat must be washed off after it's salted, or yoitzi b'nechnas, or even if he's only going in and out, mutter mishum de mirsasi, it's mutter because the Gentile will be afraid to do the wrong thing. I'm Kan Lashonei. This is the lashon that the Taz had in the smak. If you'll see in the smak that we have today, it says instead of ve'im yesh shom nar, it says ve'yesh shom nar. We'll see that this is similar to the Bach's way, and we'll change the din. Let's continue. Ve'rabim tomu al hay v'chol shekein. Many people ask on the v'chol shekein that v'chol shekein, all the more so if the Gentile knows the ways of the Jews, what's supposed to be done. Then he's believed, Mesiach Lefitumai. The Mashmat, the Beyoidim, Yesh Tfei Heter. It seems from the word V'kol Shekein, that if he knows that the meat is supposed to be washed, it's even more so to be Mutter, V'Mesiach Lefitumai, if he's speaking Mesiach Lefitumai. V'Ze'enoi, the Beyoidim, Ein Shaykh Mesiach Lefitumai. If he knows what the din is, he'll know what to say. So you can't really believe him, Mesiach Lefitumo. Valkain, Higio Bedrisha Umay Vachomi, and the Bach Zal, S. Havov, the Vov before the im yesh shom nar, the tzarech lemer im yesh, it's without a vav. So the im yesh without a vav, it's like one sentence. For kol shekain im yoidim b'tiv yehudim, im yesh shom nar ay naira, yoidim b'tiv adacha, ay yoidim b'nechnas mutter. In other words, the second part starts from the kol shekain, not the im yesh, like we said before, but from the kol shekain im yoidim b'tiv yehudim. Meaning there's two things. Either the Gentiles believed Mesirif Lefitumai, or if he knows what's supposed to be done, and is a Yetziv Nechnas, then he's believed. That's what he says to Taz. According to the Drisha and the Bach, when the Mesirif Lefitumai is only if they don't know what's supposed to be done. Given the Ikur Ha'et, the Mesirif Lefitumai, its Mesirif Lefitumai means that he's not saying something for a specific reason. However, the Taz argues that to take out the vav is not correct. When it says muter at the end of the sefer is extra, it's a little bit hard to understand. In other words, since the Reisha says it's muter, so the sefer doesn't have to say it's muter. It says in the Reisha that is Naman b'Mesirich Lefitumai v'kol shekain, if it's a Yetziv v'nichnas, that word is mutter, dim mutter. It should say either not say mutter at all or say dim mutter. Ubavadeh hanuscha hi amitis, the nusach that we have, the version that we have is correct. Kasher hi b'chol asvarim, that is all the svarim similarly that the Taz had, even though as we mentioned our smak is more like the Bach and Drisha. The Rashal also quotes the smak the way the Taz had it. Now we're left with the question, how could there be Mesirich Lefitumo if he knows what's supposed to be done? He's speaking in a way that we realize that he's not coming to tell us a specific thing, specifically what happened. He's talking about something different entirely. And through the other conversation that you're having, he happens to mention that he washed the meat. Let's say for an example, you're sitting and eating a bag of potato chips, and the Gentile says, wow, these potato chips are really salty. Too bad we can't wash off the potato chips like I washed off the meat yesterday before I cooked it. So in that case, he's not interested in telling you that he washed off the meat. He's just wants to tell you about the potato chips. So therefore, it's mutter. Because maham nina lay. Such a case, we believe him. V'le mazak b'zeh mashi yodea b'tiv Yisrael. Over here, it doesn't hurt that he knows what's supposed to be done. Kivin shemuchach cholo yalda b'zeh niskaven lahidei. Since we realize that he's not intentionally telling us that the meat was washed. V'im kein adraba yesh maila b'mashi yodea b'tiv Yisrael. It's better that he knows what's supposed to be done. The yesh tarti l'tivusa. We have two things going for us. The vaday asa kaderech Yisrael, kivan shu mesharis shalei, since he's a servant of the Jew, he probably did what the Jew wants, since he knows what's supposed to be done. Mechavan lasas v'tzaynei, he does what the Jew wants. V'yesh gam kei mesirich l'fitumoi, bo'ifin shezachavnu. And it's also mesirich l'fitumoi through another conversation. Al ken yesh kol shekein de mahani b'zeh. Therefore it is a kol shekein. In other words, the Taz is understanding that the fact that he knows what's supposed to be done, therefore he'll do it. Not that the fact that he knows what's supposed to be done will have a difference in the Mesirich Lefitumai itself. Mesirich Lefitumai has to be that he doesn't want, he's not intentionally telling us what happened. But it does help us that, since it's supposed to be washed, that's probably what he would do because he wants to satisfy his boss. If there is someone going in and out of the kitchen, you do not need Mesirich Lefitumo. That's how it seems to me the Taz. Therefore the Ramo wrote correctly, one is enough, either Mesirich Lefitumo or Yotze V'Nichnas. And he certainly means the Mesirich Lefitumo that we said, that it's through a different conversation. If he's saying it in a way that he might want to say it in order that he'll look good in the eyes of a Jew, that he did the right thing, In such a case, we can't believe him. That's how the Taz says, Halacha L'maisa, that Mesech L'Vtumah, in this case, helps if it's is through another conversation, but not in a way that he might gain from it. Now let's see the Shach, Sifkaten Mem Beis. The Shach says, Goy Meshamish, nearly, Delekach Loyhevi HaMachaber Din De Mesech L'Vtumah. The Machaber doesn't bring the din of Mesech L'Vtumah, Shehuzku Betor Paiskim. The other Latime Shekosev Beis Yosef, he's going according to what he wrote in Beis Yosef, the Lismag V'Rivah, Lemahani Mesech L'Vtumah. According to the Smag and the Rivah, Mesech L'Vtumah does not help. But Dafka Mirsas Mahani, the only thing that helps is Mirsas, where there's a Yotzev and Echnas, and he's afraid he's going to get caught. The Smag Ayin Shom, according to the Smag. According to the Rivah, nothing helps, but according to the Smag at least, Mirsas does help, Yotzev and Echnas. Even though the Rivah argues that Mirsas, when he's afraid of getting caught, it doesn't help. Since the smack also holds like the smag, that Mirsas helps. Therefore, the Machaber paskens that Mirsas helps, and Mesech L'Vtumah doesn't help. Mirsas helps because both the Smak and the Smag hold that Mirsas helps. And Mesech L'Vtumah does not help because both the Smak and the Rivah hold it does not help. And the only one that holds that it does help is the Smak. Inami, another reason why the Mechaber left out Mesech L'Vtumah, Mishum de Hekshe Bebes Yosef, the Bebes Yosef asks, Daha kaimalon the engoy neman b'mesiach l'fitumai elo leidus isho bavad. The din is that mesiach l'fitumai only helps to permit a woman to get remarried. If the guy says mesiach l'fitumai that the husband died, this is a special din that the woman should not remain an aguna, therefore a mekel. But in a normal case, we do not believe a guy even if he says mesiach l'fitumai. So why in our case does it help? V'tiritz. The Beis Yosef answered, "Dahainu dafka beisa d'ay raisa. Only by an isa d'ay raisa do we say that is not the only time a guy is believed in Mesech L'Vtumah is by edus isha. Masha ein kein hacha. The dam shabishlei enim elamin d'rabanan. In our case, that cooked blood is only usher to eat midrabanan. Ulkhamon b'seif simen kuflamet zayin gabi im goy nemon b'Mesech L'Vtumah behechsher kelim ho asurim. In simen kuflamet zayin we're speaking about." Hechsher Kalim, Shehu Midrabanan, Hevi Machlokas Apaiskim Bezeh, he brings a Machlokas, a Pasuk Beis Yosef, a Shulchan Aruch Sham, the Ein Neman, that is not believed, Mesech L'Vtumah, even by Issa Midrabanan. L'kach Hishmet Kan, din the Mesech L'Vtumah, Kein Nirali. The Beis Yosef holds that even by an Issa Midrabanan, Mesech L'Vtumah is not believed. The question on this Shach is that in Simon Pei Zayin, the Shach says, that the Mechaber holds that dam shebishlei is da'iraisa. Cooked blood is asumi da'iraisa. So you don't really have to come on to what he wrote in Simon Kuflam and Zion, that even by the Rabbanon, Mesech L'Vtumah doesn't help. We can answer very simply that since it's an isa da'iraisa, Mesech L'Vtumah doesn't help, since dam shebishlei is da'iraisa. This question is asked by the Sif Sedas in Sif Katan Nun Zion, and he leaves it as a question. Let's continue the Shach. Aval harav shekosav ubachad b'nai yosagi v'loi kosav b'loshen v'yesh oimrim. The Ramah writes ubachad b'nai yosagi, and he doesn't say v'yesh oimrim. Usually if the Ramah wants to argue on the Mechaber, he says v'yesh oimrim. And since he does not say v'yesh oimrim, nira de mashmalei de efshar de gam ha-Mechaber sravar leikas kismak. The Ramah holds that even the Mechaber holds like the smak, that Mesech L'Vtumah is believed. The Mechad Menai of Sagi, that either Mirsas or Mesech L'Vtumah is enough. El de Nakat Mirsas v'hu adin le'idach. The Mechaber says Mirsas, and he means also Mesech L'Vtumah as well. V'cheniru daite b'teres chatos stoif klal alaf. That's how it seems from the teres chatos. V'mashukosav sham v'shem ha-Beis Yosef. What he writes over there in the name of the Beis Yosef. Ula dvorab, and according to the Ramah, Tzerech Leimar, Delei Domi L'Soif Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin. Firstly, you'll have to say, according to the Ramah, that Dam Shebishlei is Durbanon, and we still have the question, 7 Kuf Lamed Zayin, he says that Mesiach Lefetumei Bedurabanan does not help, and over here it does. So we'll have to say that you cannot compare this case to 7 Kuf Lamed Zayin. The Hacha, Kivan de Ikanami Taima de Goim An Nekiyusa Kapti, since over here we have another reason to believe him, because they're particularly on cleanliness, the Nekiyusa Hula Hadiach Acha Hamalicha, and cleanliness warrants to wash off the meat after salting. Therefore, in our case, we could be mekal, even though normally in a regular Durabonon, with no other factors, we do not believe Mesiach Lefitumai. But over here, since we have the added factor of Gayim Anakayusa Kapti, that are particularly about cleanliness, therefore we believe him in our case. Sagi, that one of them is enough, either Mesiach Lefitumai or Mirsas. The Mashma, Ki ilo hamachaber hiski bedvarav mi Mesiach Lefitumai. And it seems from the Ramah that the Machaber also says Mesiach Lefitumai. Nira, the Mishum, the Hamachaber kosef Semchen al dvarav, since the Machaber says the words Semchen al dvarav, the loy shayach be Mirsas, which has nothing to do with Mirsas, which is a case of Yitzi v'nechnas, the loy be'inen lemismach advarav kalal. You don't have to rely on his words at all. He doesn't have to say anything if this is Yitzhak Benichnas. Even if he doesn't say anything, Amrinon Shadichoy Mitam de Mirsas. We'll say he washed it because he's afraid not to do the right thing. Ukumavor Bebe Sesef, Vuhu Poshit. Lakach Pirisharav, the Tartik Ka'omar. Since the Machaber said the words Semchan al Dvorav, the Ramah explains that he means two things. The Semchan al Dvorav, Hainu Hecha de Be'inan Lemismachad Dvorav, Davka. You were semach on his words when we have to, which is Mesiach Lefitumai, which is not the case of Yitzhak V'nichnas with his Mirsas. Or if it's Yisrael Yitzhak V'nichnas, we can say that he washed off the meat because of Mirsas. And we call Makoim, Mashakasafti Hu Iker. The Mashach says what he wrote, that according to the Machaber, Mesiach Lefitumai does not help, is correct. The word Semchan al Dvorav is not exact. We find such things in many places. So in short, what the Shach is saying is that according to the Machaber, Mesiach Lefitumai is not believed in our case. And although from the Ramah we see that he learned the Machaber that Mesiach Lefitumai does help, the Shach holds that Mesiach Lefitumai, according to the Machaber, would not help. Let's go on to Sif Kotten Mem Gimel. Oy be Mesiach Lefitumai Shadicha Yofa, Mibes Yosef Kosef, Da'at Kishiyedea Hagoy Minig Yisrael, Nemon be Mesiach Lefitumai. Now he's going to discuss what we discussed in the Taz, whether by Mesiach Lefitumai, knowing Minig Yisrael is better or worse. So he says, Mibes Yosef Kosef, Da'at Kishiyedea Hagoy Minig Yisrael, Nemon be Mesiach Lefitumai. Even if he knows what's supposed to be done, it helps Mesiach Lefitumai. V'afrishu v'habach tomo olav, and the Pish and the Bach ask on the Beis Yosef, d'heich sheich Mesiach Lefitumai, k'shiyadeh, she'isev heter, tali b'zeh. How is it possible Mesiach Lefitumai if he knows what he's supposed to say? V'habach ha'isef, l'havi raya, milakamon simen tzarek ches. The Brach brings a raya from simen tzarek ches, that over there, if he knows that isev and heter is telling him what he's going to say, then he's not believed. V'lekosha midi, it's not a question. This our case is not comparable to Simon Tzedekhes. The case in Simon Tzedekhes is Isser got mixed up in Hatter, and we don't know if there's 60. So according to the Machaber, we can give it to a goy to taste, and if there's no taste, it's mutter. As we've previously explained, min be'in eminoy is Asser if there's taste. So theoretically, we can ask a goy if there's taste, but since today, according to the Ramah, we do not rely on a goy, therefore, the Chazal tell us that if there's less than 1/60th of Isser, it won't give taste, and therefore it's mutter. But according to the Machaber, we can rely on a goy to tell us if there's taste. So over there, we give the goy the food to taste. We don't give it to him to taste. We have no way of knowing if it's Asura or mutter. Hilkoch. Since if the goy knows that Isser and Heter, whether this will be permitted or not, is telling him what he's going to say. So therefore, there's no Masiach Levitumai in such a case. In our case, it's possible that even if he knows Minig Yisrael, he tells other people that don't ask him if he washed it, and he tells them that he washed the meat. We'll bring you a proof. This is an expression. The hokaim alon, the mumer la'avodizora neman la'idus isha. A mumer la'avodizora, a Jew who serves avodizora, neman la'idus isha. V'misiach l'fitumai. He's believed by idus isha if he's misiach l'fitumai. If he doesn't tell you directly. Hamashin is buyer, be'evin ha'ezer, samin yudzayin. V'le'em yudzayinana, we don't say, kivan she'edea, she'isa v'had to tell you b'zeh, that since he knows that the woman will be able to get remarried because of his words, chaskasim mishaker, that he's probably lying. Elavadai, mishkachas lo b'kai gavna. In such a case, where he says it without being asked directly, that the lady died, that he's believed. So in our case too, as well, you can have Masiach Lefitumai even if he knows that the minhag soil is to wash the meat after it's salted. V'zabor, this is clear. So the Sifzidatz explains that the Shach is a little bit more makel than the Taz. According to the Taz, the only way you'll have Masiach Lefitumai is if it's through a different conversation. But according to the Shach, Masiach Lefitumai helps anytime we don't ask him. And it just happens to tell us that he washed the meat, that's enough. So let's see now the Taz in Sifkot Nechav Dalad. He says, Oy be Masiach Lefitumai, Hiksha Beis Yosef ha'ein Masiach Lefitumai neman ela Beis Isha. He brings the question of the Beis Yosef that Masiach Lefitumai is only believed by Eidus Isha, v'tirutz de b'milu d'rabbanan neman b'chol mokim. That by d'rabbanan it's a guy is believed Masiach Lefitumai, k'mash akasav maharai b'tumas ha'deshin simen ayin tes. V'ach boso kimen d'maliach k'vaseach, havi dam shebishloi, since salting is like cooking, it's like dam shebishloi v'ein o'ever love, and there's no Issa d'raisa, it's only us who made d'rabbanan. V'chasav amor b'dakit ma'isha alav, d'lei ha'yit sorach l'maliach k'vaseach. You don't have to come on to saying that salting is like cooking. The belav hachi lo yhavi eli isa d'rabbanan. Shereihu mavushal b'faneinu. Over here he cooked the meat. So once it's cooked, it's dam shebishlei, which is d'rabbanan. Amahai taimo. Imola goi tarnagoilas. If a goi did maligo, which means putting the chicken into hot water in order to remove the feathers, before malicha was done, we don't know if he did it in a kli rishon or in a kli sheni. In a kli sheni would be mutter, in a kli rishon would be aser, since it's cooked before it's salted. The inami avid b'kli rishon ain kan isa d'raisa. Even if he did it in a kli rishon, there's no isa d'raisa because the blood is cooked, and therefore it's only aser midrabanan. Ulachein neman ad kan l'shoinei. The reason that he's believed is because it's an isa d'rabanan. The Rama says over there in Simen Samaches Sif Yud Beis, on the Sif of Maliga, he says Va'ayin l'kamon Simen Samachtes Midin Zeh. He doesn't say what the din is. He just refers us to our case. So according to the Taz, it's Mutter, just like our case, because it's an Isidur Abonan. But the Shach says that Misiach Lefitumai does not help, because the only reason over it helps by us is because of Anakayusa Kapti, because he's Makpan on cleanliness. Therefore, by us, we believe an Isidur Abonon, because there's another factor. But over there, there's no other factor, therefore he's not believed Misiach Lefitumai by Maliga. Therefore it would come out that by Hechsher Kelim, which is an Isidur Abonon, according to the Shach, he's not believed. But according to the Taz, that any Isidur Abonon is believed, even without an extra factor, we'll have to say that in Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin, he relied on what he wrote over here, that Misiach Lefitumai is believed. So now let's see the last part of the Taz. The story of the lady that forgot if she salted the meat. O maisa bali yadenu beisha achas shebishla basar. A story happened of a woman that cooked meat. V'shachcha emalcha oisai tchila imlav. She forgot whether she salted it or not. V'itarno the taz matered it. Mikoyach zeh d'leihavi ele sveka d'rabanan ulukule. It's only a suffix d'rabanan because it's dam shebishloi. Therefore he matered the meat, since it's a suffix, do a bonon. Ve'en loymar demuk minelo achazoka demeikara. We don't say you put it on a chazoka demeikara, on the chazoka, the status quo, shaloi hase malucha, that it was not salted. Im dehim kein am gam kan am mai onam matirin mikoyach misiach lefitumai, machmas yehudu rabbanon, v'loi aminen uki achazoka demeikara. In our case also, uki achazoka demeikara shaloi hase medechas. In our case also, why do we believe in misiach lefitumai? Why don't we put it on the chazaka that it was not washed? The status quo that it was not washed. So you see, in our case, that by Yisra Bono, we don't put it on the chazaka and the Meikara. V'oid matzase b'koid v'tziyoshon, I found an old pamphlet, v'safek im hidiach hadocha achweina, v'safek if he washed hadocha achweina, matzase kasuf shekosher, that it's mutter, me'achar d'maliach hu midrabanon, habiseyka d'rabanon l'kula. As a safek d'rabbanon l'kula, k'di isur b'hagoyis sh'aridu v'shar dalad, divya maschal ma'isa sh'am nimlechu sh'tei poros ad kan l'shenei. So over there it's written that it's a safek d'rabbanon l'kula, like I said in the beginning. V'af agav d'ha b'sias of sem pei zayin, b'kosta b'shem rashi v'rambam, d'sovalei, afilu b'bishol yesh isur min ha-toyroa, the mechaber says in the name of the Rambam, adam sh'bishol yis asur min ha-toyroa, m'kol mokam ha-kamon, d'chol ho-achwenim l'choshel izeh. All the achrenim are not choshesh for the Rashi and the Rambam, given to Talmud Aruch, since it's the Mefusha Gemara that Dam Shabishlai is the Rabbanon. V'oid yesh lasat tam lahater, will give another reason to permit the meat. The bevadei osiso ha'isha kadarka, will say that the woman definitely did her normal way of doing things. U'mocha tchila, the normal way to eat meat is to salt it first. Right, as we've mentioned previously, that in the olden days, all salting was done at home. You went to the shochet, and you shochted the meat, you brought it home, salted it, and cooked it. So that's how she's been doing for years, so that's probably how she did now also. Similarly to what we find by Kriyashma, if someone knows that he said, and he started L'man Yubu Yumechem, the end of the second parasha of Kriyashma, will say that even if he doesn't remember if he said the whole second parasha of Kriyashma from Vahiyim Shemaya Tol Uchsavtam, since he started L'man Yubu, will say that he probably said the second parasha of Kriyashma. The Sirchei Nokat V'asi, he does his regular routine. So over here too, we'll say that the woman did her regular routine and salted the meat. V'anima Shekusavti Baruch Haim Semetav Chot Beis Oid Vaya. Why don't you go basa chazaka in our case? Kamoida azlina basa chazaka l'inyan erev tenachumen ve'erachayim semitof tes sifvav de yesh roiv neged hachazaka, because it's a roiv against the chazaka. We have a klal in shas rubo v'chazaka rubo od. If you have a rove and a chazaka, you go after the rove. And over here we have a rove. The rove pa'amim molchen tchila, most of the time the lady salts first. The Rosh in the beginning of Ksubis says that Voiv is better than Chazaka, and therefore over here we don't go against the Chazaka because of Rubu Chazaka, Rubu Adif, and it's also Sirchei Nakat V'Asi, we go after her normal way of doing things, and therefore the Taz permits the meat. However, the Shach argues, the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef argues, let's see inside. The Shach says that the Taz are not passing correctly. We don't say in this case Safek Durabonan Lakula. The Imken Lamo Hutsuchu Kola Paiskim Hachabun Seyach Lepitumai. If it's a Safek Durabonan, why do we have to come out to Messiah Lepitumai at all? We should permit the meat even without Messiah Lepitumai, since it's a Safek, it could be washed off the meat. Al Yosef Nechnas. Abulav Achishari Mitam Safek Durabonan. According to the Shach, like we've mentioned, only Yosef Nichnas is mutter. The Mirsus Hagoy, Halav Hachi Aser. But Mesiach Lefitume is Aser. Alpha Gav, Dav is Safek Durabonan. Over this is Safek Durabonan. So if you just say, across the board, Safek Durabonan Lakula, in that case it should be mutter as well. Vahakoivitz Yoshin Shamasa, who vade neged kol apaiskim. This old pamphlet that he found is against all the paiskim. Elevadei shani hocha, kiven ischazik kan isur dam, uchal hecha de ischazik isuva, lo yamunen safek du abonan lakula. Our case is the case of Ischazak Isuah, there's a Chazoka that it's Aser, and therefore we do not say Sefek Drabonah Lakula, Kamosha Kasafte Besif Seid Koyin, in the Shach, Besimen Kuf Yud, Sivkot and Samach Gimel, Din Chof in the Kloli Svek Sveika, which we'll Mitzvah get to at the end of these Shiurim. Inami, Kivan, Shemitzad Acher, Bo'olov, Bo'loi Shuhumi Drabonon, Kamosha Kasafte Shom Bedin Yud Tes, since it's only Drabonon because of a side reason, therefore we don't say Sefek Drabonah Lakula. Meaning that blood itself is a Issa D'Oraisa. The only reason in this case that it's Issa D'Rabbanan is because of a side reason that it was cooked. But in essence, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Therefore, we don't say in such a case, Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula. Gam Ein Levadis, Safek D'Rabbanan L'Hakel. You can't just say across the board, Safek D'Rabbanan L'Hakel, Kamash Yekasafti Sham, in the Dine Svek Sveka, Bedin Lamedvab, the Ashkhan Tuvi Sveka D'Rabbanan L'Hachmer. Many times we say, Safek D'Rabbanan L'Hachmer. What the Taz brings a proof from Kriyashma, Dimyon shel Hevel Huzeh. It's a comparison of Hadir. V'adaraba, Hocha Mistavra Deloy Molcha. Over here, the common sense says that you did not salt the meat. To have a inyan malicha esa gadol hu. It's a whole long process to salt the meat. You have to wash it, and then you have to salt it, and then you have to wash it again. You have to leave it for 18 minutes. The chatchil an hour. How can we say that she forgot such a big thing? Kriyashma, the Pasha takes about approximately a minute to say. So that we could say that you forgot if you said the second Pasha. That's a normal possibility. But to say that she forgot such a whole big process is very unlikely. Gama shekosev de yeshkan roiv neged chazaka lesser de leishachkan roiv. It's not a din of roiv over here. We don't say roiv on what people normally do. So we brought in the shir that what the shach says, that if she doesn't know if she salted or not, it's aser. That's only if she didn't know if she salted it at all. If she knows that she salted one side, and she forgot if she salted the second side, in such a case, she would say, sirchen nakat v'asi, that she probably salted the second side as well, and therefore, in that case, it would be mutter.